You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When it comes to thinking about math, your mind, or I don't know, your anxiety might take you back to calculus or algebra in high school and college. But a new documentary argues that math isn't just an academic subject, but more of a language with connections to major issues like political divisions, climate change, as well as economic and social inequities. The film is called Counted Out, and it looks at math's power to help shape society, as well as how a lack of understanding or engagement with math could have dire consequences. Counted Out will be screened at Sacramento State this Thursday at 6 p.m., followed by a panel discussion. Filmmaker Vicky Abeles joins us now, along with Maureen Loho, a professor of supply chain management at Sacramento State, who organized the screening. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Vicky.
Well, Vicky, I want to start with you. Before we get into the documentary, I would love to learn a little bit about yourself. How did you get into filmmaking?
Yeah, thanks so much for asking. So I never imagined a career in filmmaking. I actually started out as an attorney and then later became a parent. And issues I was seeing at school with my own children led me to make two documentaries. I really never imagined I would make a film, but I was moved to make the film Race to Nowhere after witnessing so many of the children around me becoming mentally unhealthy, kids who were stressed and depressed, sometimes to the point of taking their own lives. And so in Race to Nowhere, we explored how our narrow vision for success is literally making our kids unhealthy and also leaving them unprepared for the future. That led to a follow-up film, Beyond Measure, where we painted a picture of what's possible in our schools. And this is my third film exploring these topics through the unique lens of math.
Is Counted Out a continuation of the previous two documentaries? Because there are some interconnections of themes. I think about academia and school, the stress and the pressure that all of that can cause.
Yeah, there's absolutely a connection to the earlier films. And that connection, Vicky, I would say, is about how education helps to create our society. And the story in Counted Out is about who is encouraged and who is supported on the journey to math literacy, who's discouraged, who ends up dropping out of the math pipeline, and the impact on individual lives and the health of our society.
When I think about math and I think about my friends growing up, it was very common to hear your least favorite subject was math. And I would think that that has a lot to do with your documentary and the consequences of that. Why do you think that is? Why is there not only an aversion, but even a fear to some extent of math?
Yeah, so I think it has to do with the way schools, the way math is taught in schools and the way that math serves as a sorting system in schools. The subject is taught most often as a performance subject where there are right and wrong answers and there are timed tests. And it's a system that sorts people into math people and non-math people from a very young age, cutting off opportunity for so many. And I think, unlike other subjects, it's taught in a very narrow way that prioritizes a very finite set of skills like speed and memorization versus actually thinking. And so often is also disconnected from life. And so very few people are able to just naturally understand and engage with it. And I think that's been happening now for decades. But here we are in the 21st century where math is beneath the surface of almost every aspect of our life. And it's critical that everybody graduate from high school ready to engage with this literacy.
Yeah, and that's really the interesting piece in all of this, because math can be intimidating, but I think a lot of us think, okay, good thing I don't have to deal with this anymore. I'm done with school. I can go on with my life. But the documentary obviously shows that is not the case. How does math show up in society in ways that may just slip past us?
Yeah, so I think math today is underwriting every aspect of our society, whether we see it or not. If you're online dating, there's a layer of math that determines which potential dates you're going to see. If you're ordering groceries online, there's a layer of math that determines which foods pop up when you enter your search terms. If you're voting, as you know from watching the film, there's a layer of math that determines what district you're in and which in turn determines whether or not a particular candidate is going to be elected. If you're incarcerated, as one of the subjects in the film is, there's a layer of math that determines whether or not you may be eligible for parole. If you're applying to college, there's a layer of math. So I think, you know, the list goes on and on. And I think the problem is we're not educated to see and understand these layers of math that underlie so many of these critical systems. And we're forced, in a way, to implicitly trust the people who have designed these systems. And whether we can see it or not, we really are not having the power to influence it or question it or make it better if we're not engaging with math.
And that also opens up the possibility of being able to exploit that as well, that dependence.
Absolutely.
Well,
Absolutely.
Maureen, you're a professor of supply chain management at Sacramento State. When did you first learn about this documentary?
I first read about it in the New York Times shortly before the election. It had a catchy title, the story about the impact of math on our democracy. And I thought, whoa, that's pretty compelling. And so I was really intrigued. Math and the math skills of my students are a big concern to me. I think they have deteriorated to some extent over time. COVID has had a big impact. My students are very resistant to math, many of them. And, I'm looking for ways to inspire them to embrace math. I think it's a horribly useful tool in terms of improved decision making. So that was my motivation. And I looked and didn't see any screenings that I could go attend and thought, well, heck, I'm at a university. That's a good place to do this.
When you watched the documentary, I mean, one, as a professor teaching students in supply chain management who have this resistance to math, but also just as Maureen watching a documentary, what stood out to you about Count It Out?
I think the personal stories are very compelling. I think that, in particular, the guy that was in prison and was subject to this algorithm that was preventing him from being paroled, and the gal that wants to be a nurse and is kind of just running a roadblock because she has this barrier in her mind about math. And I see that in my students, that they don't have the confidence. They don't see it as something they can conquer. And I think that's the strongest part of the film. I love all the statistics about, how the U.S. stacks up and this and that. But it's the personal stories that I think really can shift people's orientation.
Well, Vicky, is this just a U.S. problem, or are there other countries that could be considered a gold standard when it comes to having their residents and citizens engage with math in an appropriate and healthy way?
That's a great question. So I think this is not limited to the United States. I think numeracy is a challenge globally, not in every country. There are certainly some countries that are leading the way. And I think that one of the things that distinguishes the countries that are doing better than we are is that they actually believe everybody is capable of being a math person. And I think that we as a country have this blind spot where we have this cultural belief or myth that there are math people and non-math people. And it's the reason that we accept widespread failure in our schools. And so I think that is one of the things that I hope people take away from this film is that we're all math people, irrespective of our experience of math in school, where so many of us carry a great deal of shame connected to our experiences in school. But math is a language that, we all have the capacity for. We all have the capacity to question things when they don't make sense, as one of the stories we follow in the film highlights. So I think, again, globally, I think the countries that are doing better than us do not accept that there's math people and non-math people. And for the students who struggle in those countries, they double down on the resources invested in those kids because of their fundamental belief that everybody can do math and everybody needs this literacy in order to access the economy of the 21st century and to fully participate.
That is such a good point. I've actually heard that from people saying, I'm not a math person. They literally say that. And then that's also okay, and then they go on with their life,
Absolutely.
not understanding the consequences of that because, as you mentioned, it's something cultural within our country, as well as the shame. It's so interesting that a subject can bring shame because you don't get an answer correct. And that creates intimidation. And then that doesn't give you the confidence to really overcome those challenges academically. Do you see that, Maureen, within your students?
Yes, definitely. I see that. And it's hard because I have to cover my material. I can't go back and cover basic math. And yet I want to, my overarching goal for them is to kind of build up their confidence with math because I really believe it's a valuable kind of tool in their tool case. And they're going to be not being able to participate in decision making in the jobs that they go into if they can't look at something that has some mathematical analysis in there and comment on it.
Were you math phobic? I know you're a professor of supply chain management, but when you were going through school, was math intimidating to you?
It was, definitely. I remember just struggling with calculus in college. I was a history major undergrad, and so it was not until my late 20s when I went back to grad school that I started engaging with math again. And I actually ended up going to MIT and getting a PhD at a very mathy school where I was very intimidated by the other students because they could, you know, integrate, differentiate just in their head instantly. And I'm, oh my God, I haven't done any math in 15 years. How am I going to keep up? So I really sympathize with my students. I've experienced that anxiety. But on the other side, I've kind of learned to love math. And, you know, I love the quantitative models and the insights that they can yield.
I used to really like math up to a certain point. So in high school, I went to the first level of calculus. It wasn't until I went to college and I took the next advanced level of calculus that I found it so intimidating. It was like a language I didn't understand. So I withdrew from the class and then I just moved on with my life. Vicky, I would think that there's a better alternative to that for students as opposed to just checking out and thinking that, you know, it doesn't have to be part of your life anymore, even though it still shapes society and your life.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that all of us need to change our relationship with math. So this film is not only a film about education, but it's an invitation and a call for all adults to re-engage, to be more open to math, the math in their lives, to re-engage with the math that's all around us. I want everybody to leave the film understanding that math is also a fundamental civil right. It impacts who has access to higher education, who has access to the jobs of the 21st century, and who's able to fully participate in our society. I think that, you know, ultimately, our comfort with math and our access to it impacts the quality of our individual lives and the health of our society.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with filmmaker Vicky Abeles and Sac State professor Maureen Loho about the documentary Counted Out, which looks at major social issues through the lens of math. And a screening of this documentary will be at Sacramento State on Thursday at 6 p.m. Vicky, I also thought it was really interesting how you connected math to political divisiveness of our times, even disinformation and misinformation. How does math play a role in this?
I think that math is a language of logic, if you will. It's a language for sense making. And I think it's a lens through which we consider all of the issues we face as a society. I think math is a lens through which we can consider the important issues of our time, whether it's climate change, public health issues, whether it's issues around elections, and come to more rational decisions, engage in more civil discourse, if we're able to like agree on the math that is shaping these important issues.
So what would a better math education look like? You spent all this time putting together a great documentary. What are some of the learning lessons that could now be applied to some hopeful solutions when it comes to math in our country?
So I will just say the big picture, I think we need a complete reimagination of math in schools. And the number one thing, as I said earlier, is to see math as a civil right and to eliminate the gatekeeping aspect of math in our schools so that we no longer use math to cut off opportunities for whether it's graduation from high school or access to STEM careers. In terms of what that future looks like, we feature a number of classrooms in the film that have a lot of commonalities where students are doing the thinking rather than just regurgitating something that the teacher has demonstrated on the board, where students are using math in ways that are relevant, that foster discourse between the students. They have opportunities to play with math. There's room for mistakes. There's room to be creative with the math. Big picture, I think that we need to invest in and support our teachers in schools. Like, that's a real starting place for a recalibration of the math in school. And We need to consider everything we do in school from the student's experience and prioritize their experience and their engagement with the material. And I would also just say that even small changes at a school can have a really big impact on young people. So the opportunity to work on fun, open-ended math problems once a week in a group, like even just that is an opportunity for students to engage with a subject that so often is taught as a dry subject out of any context.
I would also think math as a subject has evolved and changed over the years and decades. When you mentioned supporting teachers, it's also supporting teachers to the different ways that math is now being taught. I would think math, when I was in elementary school and high school, is being taught differently today.
Math is definitely being taught. I mean, the pendulum swings over time, but I wouldn't say it's the math that changed as much as the importance of having access to the math. And actually, the kind of math that we teach in schools, it's a very limited amount of math. And again, like my greatest hope is that we stop using math to sort people out and rather encourage all students. We need every student to graduate from high school ready to take college math. I mean, we need that for the health of our society. We need that for the health of our economy. And we need that for the quality of individuals' lives. But you raise an important point, Vicki, is that teachers so often teach the way that they experienced math in schools. So I think a starting place is for teachers to be able to have an experience of math similar to the classrooms that are featured in the film, and to like actually deepen their own mathematical knowledge.
Well, let's get to the documentary and the screening because it's happening in just 2 days. Maureen, tell us a little bit more what people can expect if they want to watch the documentary as well as the panel discussion following.
Wonderful. The documentary is going to be screened in Hind Auditorium at our student union, the University Union on campus. We'll spend the first hour and a half watching the movie, and then we'll have a discussion panel that includes a couple of professors from the Department of Mathematics and Statistics, the chair, Kim Else, and the vice chair, Corey Shanbrum, and also from the teaching credentials program at the College of Ed, we have Ravin Pan, another professor. And so hopefully we'll hear about some strides being made in our approaches to teaching math. And I'm interested to hear how math is taught maybe in other countries, because they seem to be doing better. I think, as Vicki said, there is maybe a distinction made between skills versus talent. And we have to not be focused on who might be talented at it and make sure everybody gets the skills.
Did the panelists jump at the chance to be part of this discussion?
I think definitely the math people. The College of Ed is quite big and diverse, and so I had to track somebody down there, I have to admit. But the math people, you can see the two top people in the department want to participate, so I think that's a good sign.
And it's free, correct?
It's totally free, yeah. It's sponsored by the College of Business. And so we'd love to have people come out and join us.
Great. And Vicki, if people miss it on Thursday, you have other screenings as well, even across Northern California. Do you envision Counted Out going beyond individual screenings and maybe a limited release in the theater?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our industry is in a moment of transition, and the reality
or is streaming. That
right. Well, the reality is that this film is most impactful seen in a community setting where there's opportunity for conversation afterwards. We have a lot of experience with this with Race to Nowhere, but we are for the foreseeable future screening in communities across the country, and not only school communities, whether it's a faith-based community or industry or nonprofits. Like, we are supporting all kinds of screenings. Our hope is to launch a national conversation and a reimagination of what math is, who does math, and why it matters so much.
You have been screening this for the better part of this year, I believe, since April. What kind of response have you received since you've had a good amount of screenings over the last 9 months?
Right. We premiered at the San Francisco International Film Festival, and we're still screening in film festivals and national conferences right now. What I have taken away from the screenings that I've attended, and in particular, I was at an Original Thinkers, which is an ideas festival in Telluride. And what I saw over the course of that 4 days is the way that this film changed the way people thought about math. And we're really struck by the very fresh idea that this film presents. It's not something that most of us have ever considered in terms of like why math matters so much in the 21st century. So I saw a shift in people's thinking. Certainly, as Maureen pointed out, people are really moved by the personal stories in the film, and then a determination to re-engage with math and to change what was happening in local schools and communities. So I'm like just thrilled by that, and we're looking to partner with every community that wants to engage in this conversation. We really appreciate your highlighting the film and the screening at Sacramento State this week.
Well, you took the gratitude out of my mouth. Thank you, Vicki and Maureen, for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki. Both of you.
Thank you.
Vicki Abeles is the filmmaker behind the new documentary Counted Out, and Maureen Loho is a professor of supply chain management at Sacramento State, which will host a panel discussion and a screening of Counted Out this Thursday at 6 p.m. on campus, and it is free to the public. There are also more showings across Northern California in the coming weeks if you missed the one on Thursday. We do have a link on our website. Still ahead, a local music journalist has turned his soft spot for ska into a book and a podcast. We'll learn more about In Defense of Ska and the genre's enduring legacy. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.